This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Magnifico! Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. You know what that music means. It means it's time to bring in our friend, our beloved man, the ginger hair genius himself, Mr. Zach Sadman. Zach!
Morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm so surprised you could get up with us.
How
the
are
adrenaline,
you?
Did the adrenaline ever, is it still cursing through thou veins?
That was a fun game last night, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic, and you did a great job filling in for Pat, and Pat out again tonight, so we'll get more Zach tonight on The Score.
Another walk-off.
They've been making it a habit, which is pretty impressive. You know, the Cubs have more walk-off wins this season than anyone else in Major League Baseball. That's kind of cool. You know, five walk-off wins, four walk-offs in the last eight home games, so that's the mark of a team that has some championship DNA, and when you look up and down the core of this team, they all do have championship DNA. There were some things that were surprising last night, but it's not surprising that Javier Baez, when given the opportunity to do what he did, was able to do what he did last night.
And a nice call at the end there, Zach, with El Mago and the Magic Man, and can he make his sore heel disappear? That's the question. Were you surprised when he was running down to first base to see him struggle to the extent that he did?
No, well, you knew that he was out for a reason the last couple of games. And Joe Maddon had said that he could be used if needed in an emergency type of situation. That was an emergency type of situation. But from what I understand, and I've never had this sore heel to deal with, but in talking to Ron Coomer about it, he compared it to turf toe for a football player.
Wow.
It's just something that could be nagging, and you just have to give it a little bit of time, and then eventually you learn to play through some of the pain. And you know, Javier Baez is as good as anybody at doing that. So he did last night. And the cool thing that the Cubs have going for them, which is a luxury that not many teams in Major League Baseball have, is they have two Gold Glove caliber shortstops that they can use. And you saw Addison Russell make a Gold Glove type of play late in that game on the force out at second base. And that's why there isn't sheer wide panic. And because they have Addison Russell that they can use at short, Descalso at second, that gives them the luxury of giving Baez some extra time to make sure that he feels right.
Zach joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And turf toe sounds pleasant enough, as you well know, Zach, but that could be a debilitating injury. And here's hoping that that Javi is back quickly. Although, obviously, we were discussing it earlier, you can make an argument that he's not the only MVP candidate on this roster. Certainly, Chris Bryant has come around in a great fashion and is red hot these days. His base running, one of the stories of last night.
Yeah, it truly is amazing. We know that you take him for granted. You know what he can do at the plate, but you take it for granted that he can play a number of different positions all well. You don't even think about it, whether he's in the outfield, whether he's at first base or third base, wherever they put him. But the base running goes from an underrated standpoint. And to me, what he was able to do in the first inning, you know, because the Cubs the night before against Jake Arrieta had worked him into jams in the second, third, fourth, and fifth. And they managed just one run against Arrieta. And then last night in the first inning, he's standing on second base, just a routine ground ball by Contreras, deep in the hole at short. And Bryant never stopped running, scores the first run of the game. So that automatically puts a little bit of pressure on Philadelphia, and then to be able to score the tying run on the little dribbler by Almora right back to the mound in the ninth inning. And again, this is where Coomer brought this up, and he's so right. The slide to home, he kept his foot down, didn't lift it up in the air. That allowed him to get in there and make sure he would beat the tag. Great base running. You score the second run of the game, and that allows Javier Baez to do his thing. But at the plate, let's not forget about Chris Bryant. 3-for-4 last night. He's now had 4 games with at least 3 hits over his last 9. When he's right, by himself, he has the ability to carry this team. And that's kind of what's taking place right now, especially with Anthony Rizzo now back from the back injury, Baez being hurt, not having Ben Zobrist in the lineup. So I think when you see Chris Bryant performing at the level that you saw back in 2016, now in 2019, it's kind of exciting to think of where this team could be as they navigate through some injury issues going forward
here. It is, Zach, and I think that there's still going to be continued focus on the bullpen, because when you talk about the Cubs, because of Bryant, Baez, and Rizzo, you're talking about a team with World Series aspirations. To get there, to be that team, you've got to have a back end of the bullpen that you trust. Carl Edwards Jr., I don't know what it is from start or from outing to outing. What changes? Because one night you'll think, okay, that worked going to Iowa. He's back. He's going to be the guy that you can count on. But then nights like last night, you think, all right, what's he not doing on the nights that he struggles?
I just think he's got to be a little bit more consistent in terms of trusting his stuff. That's the biggest thing. Because the stuff is there. It's just making sure that he can rely on it. Very similar to what you saw with Yu Darvish early on in the season, and now he's kind of hit his groove the last couple of starts. I will say this, though. They are navigating their way through some serious injuries at the back end of the pen. Brandon Morrow has started his throwing program now after receiving that injection. He wants to pitch at some point this season. We'll see if it happens. The good news is that Pedro Strop is beginning to throw again for the first time since suffering the hamstring injury. And the other thing, big picture now, when you look at the pen, I do think when you see the way Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer have operated since they took over, you know that by the end of the year, this bullpen is not going to be the same one that you see right now, meaning they will add if they need to. They'll get healthier at certain spots as the year goes on. And any time they have shown the ability to make a deep run and be in it, they always find a way to tweak and add to that bullpen. They did it last year when they added Jesse Chavez to the mix before all was said and done, and he was a very important contributor down the stretch. You know, Strop was able to elevate his game. They fixed Brandon Kinsler in terms of his mechanics, and he's a guy you can rely on now as well. So I wouldn't panic with the bullpen, because they're winning right now as they deal with some issues, and you know before all is said and done, there will be reinforcements added to the mix by the trading deadline, because that's what the Cubs have always done over the last few years.
Zach, Cole Hamels on the bump tonight, and it's unusual, but he makes his first start against the Phillies. He spent the majority of his career in Philadelphia, obviously traded to the Rangers in 2015, and now with the Cubs, and it's his first start against his old team. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, this is the Arrieta in reverse for Philadelphia. But I think it's got to be an emotionally cool moment for him, because he did win a championship there and had so many great years for the Phillies. I remember last year when the Cubs in September visited Philadelphia, Hamels was not scheduled to pitch, but it was his first time back in Philadelphia since leaving the Phillies. After that, he went to Texas and pitched in the American League for the Rangers, so he didn't get a chance to face the Phillies. And now he's going to get that opportunity to do that. You know he's going to be pumped up. He has been so consistent from day one as a Cub. I believe also that the Phillies have their hotshot rookie Cole Irvin on the mound. I believe, and I haven't checked this out, this could be the first time in the history of Major League Baseball that you have two Coles going up against each other. I'm not making that up, by the way, as starters in a game.
Big crowd from Cole City on the way. Yeah. So, Zach, one of the things that may be getting a little bit overlooked is, are we seeing Albert Almora arriving as a consistent everyday player? He's been pretty good since mid-April, and I don't know that, you know, if I sound surprised, maybe I am, maybe I shouldn't be. But is that what's happening?
342 is the batting average for Almora over the last 23 games with 10 RBIs. Now, keep in mind, last year during the first half of the season, Almora also was extremely productive at the plate. The key for him has always been, eventually the league will make an adjustment. Can he follow with an adjustment to their adjustment? And that, when he's able to successfully answer that question, then I think you can truly say that he's arrived. But the talent is there. You see it at the plate. And he's just consistently working on it. And what he gives you in center field with the glove is unbelievable. So I think with some of the lack of personnel in the outfield, Almora is going to be given that opportunity. The question is, when the league decides to readjust the way they pitch to him, will he be able to have that counter serve to what they're doing?
We talked a little bit about Addison Russell, the fact that he's able to play shortstop. You got a guy that can fill in for a guy like Cavi, which, again, that used to be his job. And David, still very down on him, which a lot of people are. I understand that. But, you know, he's not hitting right now, but doesn't it take a little while, Zach? And I said Anthony Rizzo didn't start the season hitting, and David immediately said he's no Anthony Rizzo, and I don't think I was implying that. I was merely saying even Chris Bryant started slow, but he's no Chris Bryant. What's going on with him at the plate?
I just think he's working through what would normally happen when someone leaves their spring training, or in his case, an extended spring training. And, the weather the last couple of days at Wrigley Field hasn't been great. You just have to kind of get in a rhythm. And for a while there, he was being used as a defensive replacement. Now he's getting an opportunity to start a little bit with Baez resting that sore heel. So I'm not worried about him because, to me, going forward, it's about making sure that Javier Baez can continue to sustain the great level of play that he's been performing at since last season. And then you'd like to get Daniel Descalso right.
You know,
in the month of May, he has struggled mightily at the plate. But again, this is the luxury that you have. When you are completely healthy along the infield, they can do some things in terms of making sure the matchups are more favorable for both Descalso and Russell. And
I think he's been good in the clutch spot, but they replaced him in the clutch spot last night, right? So that's interesting.
For an even better clutch guy.
Well, like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, David Bodie is a pinch hitter. That's what he does. I read the numbers before his at-bat. I mean, he's been... And in his brief career as a major leaguer, there are many players that don't get the opportunities to hit in those big spots because a little bit of that is luck. But the fact that Bodie has been in those situations multiple times over the last year plus and been able to come through, it's pretty special because not everyone has that makeup and that knack for being able to come up with big hits in big moments nearly every single time. And Bodie is that guy, another big pinch hit last night.
You did a nice job last night, Zach. Enjoy it tonight.
Thank you very much.
See you, buddy.
By the way, how about Jose Quintana? We haven't even talked about him. I think that's we've spent so much time talking about
Who?
The bullpen.
Who is
Jose
that?
Quintana?
Oh, no,
no. You know what, Zach? You know what, Quintana?
He's got sock stink on him.
He was magnifico.
He was fantastic.
A 1.93 ERA in 5 starts this season at home, and he's got 3 starts this season of at least 6 scoreless innings, the most in the majors. This is a guy who, Mully, you may remember this. This guy was an ace for a major league team once, and he's the number 4 or number 5 starter for the Cubs. That's the strength of the Cubs, the ability to throw out an old school rotation of 4 or 5 guys that not many teams can match, and guys that can go deep in games, which takes a lot of pressure off of that bullpen.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach. See you later.
See you guys.
Have another great game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.